world famous. It's, you can hear it on Listen Live. It's kind of how it works, you know. This is our smartphone. So you have your smartphone, it's in the car, you put it on the Bluetooth, you can hear it in the speakers, you carry it with you on the train or in the store, in headphones, and you're listening to our show. Or you can listen to our Listen Live music that's on like that, okay? So that's kind of how that works, for those of you that are not really clear. And I guess a lot of you guys are clear, but we will continue to speak to you in general terms as if you're not clear. I am going to write a big, long email to Elaine, and pardon me for just a moment. I am doing that. All right, so we'll talk to you guys later. This is going to go to our BSPs. Oh. Somebody just turned it off. All right. Why is that turned off? Oh, I see. Yeah, the Samcast is turned off. All right. That really blows me away, man, when people are pressing buttons that I ordinarily press. It kind of goes... goes a little haywire in my head here, man, so. All right. This has been a really fucked up weekend. The weekend, yeah, I'm still on the weekend. This is Tuesday now. Yesterday we did, you know, Dr. Elcott, but I'm way out of sync, man. And we have our show coming up on the 30th, which is a week from tomorrow. and it'll be a great show. But I, you know, I gotta, I have to be careful as to what I say on a live feed here. I don't want anybody taking me the wrong way, but I really have to, you know, I have to take care of business. You know, I just gotta take care of business. I just have to take care of fucking business. I gotta, you know, the most important thing in my world is my work. That is the fact. Some people may think that's sad. Some people may think that's fine. Some people may think that that's weird. So I don't give a shit, you know. It's the most important thing in my life is my work. It's the only fucking thing in my life that I've ever been able to rely on. It's the only thing in my life that I've ever really been able to have any, that I can say, okay, that's going to be there tomorrow, you know. And I don't mean that I'm, you know, necessarily have been the victim of bad relationships. That I have more often than not been the guy that has fucked a relationship up. but it comes from, you know, the mistrust of all things interpersonal. And I suppose that that's an issue to work out, isn't it? Having to do with intimacy? I don't know. And of course, if you work those things out and you become very happy and happily married and all that good shit, And you fall in love and you're doing all that groovy shit. Do you also have a creative life? And some people will say, "Oh, sure, yes, I have a rich, full life." You know, until such time as I can actually witness these things with my own two eyes. Though I don't believe people when they tell me, you know, that their life is one way or the other. Unless, of course, they're being unusually honest, and they're adding a lot of negative stuff. When people are speaking negatively about themselves, they're generally telling you the truth. When all you ever hear from people are glowing things about themselves, their life, or if there is a negative thing, they're making an excuse, you know, it's somebody else's fault. You know, and by that I mean there's reasons for things, but there are reasons for things, and then there are excuses. Reasons are acceptable. Excuses are not. Excuses are excuses. It's bullshit. Reasons are reasons. And then you can draw the conclusion as however you want to draw the conclusion. Is that a Catholic priest? Yes, it is a Catholic priest. Interesting. The number of Catholic priests that... I'm just looking at the Smithsonian Channel. There's some Civil War thing. It's interesting the number of Catholics that figured in the hunt for Lincoln's assassin, because Mary Surratt was a Catholic, and it became very... it became a topic of discussion among people, especially in the Capitol, you know, and around there, that maybe Catholics had something to do with killing Lincoln. And these conspiracy theories about Lincoln's assassination, do you really have so little to do? You historians especially, you're not even a historian if you entertain any of those. You're not even a fucking historian if you entertain any theory about Lincoln being assassinated as a conspiracy. You're just not. All right, what else do I have to bellyache about this morning? There's a lot of shit, man. There's a lot of shit that's really fucking pissing me off this morning. One of them is, and this is... This is where I basically people start to think I'm an asshole. This is where people begin to think that I'm an asshole. If anybody thinks that I'm an asshole, this is generally the reason. When a guy wants me to get into a discussion with him via messages on Facebook about a particular issue in the news or an issue in life, and he disagrees with me, but his disagreement does not come in the form of, here are my points. It comes in the form of, I don't understand why you say, because this, that. When someone says to me they don't understand something, then I say to them, go back and get educated on the entire issue before you even get back on Facebook and talk to me about this shit, okay? Like, for instance, this guy who, he was white person number 9,653 in the last week that messages me with the following. Well, these black rappers are just as racist as the Aryan Brotherhood or any of the other ones. Okay. No, they're not. Oh, come on, Phil. No, not, oh, come on, Phil. The minute you say, oh, come on, Phil, tell me how they are. Tell me what the Aryan Brotherhood represents and what they do, and then tell me what these rappers do that is absolutely and completely in sync with Aryan Brotherhood or the Ku Klux Klan or any extreme example you want to bring up of white racism. I want to see, and don't, please don't do the typical Facebook thing is, well, you know what I'm saying. No, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know you. I frankly, and I don't mean to be harsh, I don't want to know you. Just tell me what you're saying, man. Let's make this about the facts and not about you or me, because I don't give a fuck about you. You know, I just don't. You know, you already are not the kind of person I would have anything to fucking do with, because you just asked a stupid fucking question. In my world, there are stupid questions. There's plenty of stupid questions. Don't ever give me this shit about how there's no stupid questions, only stupid answers. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask. Maybe if you are a 10 or 12-year-old, if you're a 5-year-old, if you're a teenager, if you're still in those learning stages of life, I grant that that is an acceptable point of view. But if you're an adult, well into your adult years, and you're talking about an issue or a topic that has been debated ad nauseum on the national scene for decades, and you recognize that we now have this thing called the internet where you can go and get information. Of course, that's asking the really stupid people among us to go and find some site that's already a polluted race hate site that calls itself a news site, and that stupid cunt is then going to send me links to, what is it, Planet Prison? Is that what it is? Yeah. Look at what... See this article? Yeah. It's a fucking goddamn Alex Jones site. That motherfucker vets everything to conform to his opinion. That's not an objective news-gathering site. That's a propaganda site. There's a difference. Don't send me a link from WorldNet Daily and say, gee, look at this. WorldNet Daily is a propaganda site. It is a site that is designed to look like a news site, but it's in fact propaganda. By the way, I want to mention that if you are a backstage pass holder and you have not yet gotten your name in the hopper of where we draw for the VIP package next week. And when are we drawing that, Alex? On Friday. So this coming Friday, we're going to draw the winner. This coming Friday, I believe is what he said, which will be the Friday before our show, which is the following Wednesday. That's the 30th. So tomorrow should be the 23rd. Today should be the 22nd. Am I right about that? Yes, I am. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Microphone. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you, Mr. Microphone, sir. All right, there we go. There we go. There we go. That's now I know why I do that, because I don't want that motherfucking... God almighty, this fucking... It just bugs me. And maybe it's something that can't be helped, because we have this boom shadow that falls across my face. It might be a good thing, having a boom shadow fall across my face, but it just looks fucked up, you know? Not that it makes my face any better looking if it's not on there. So go over, if you're a backstage pass holder, which I'm assuming you are since you're watching us here on Phil TV in HD, but you never know. So we have one of these days and one of these weeks. Fucking good, man. Goddamn good. You know, I can make a hell of a cup of coffee. And this shit is Folgers. I ran out of the beans, man. So I took some Folgers, pre-ground Folgers, which is dog shit. And there's nothing, that's nothing against Folgers, but it's well known. It's well known that Americans drink 2/3 of the world's coffee, and that Americans drink 2/3 of the worst coffee that is produced in the world. We drink the shit. They send us the shit. See? It may be changing ever so slightly, but if you're still going and buying that shit in the store, you're buying it out of the can, you're drinking shit. You're drinking shit. Now, you may like it. That's great. Have fun with your shit, you know. But that's what it is. We drink 2/3 of the world's coffee, and it is the lower 2/3. The excellent 1/3, the rest of the world drinks, because they know coffee better than we do. Even though as a country, we probably need it more than any other country, because our asses are constantly moving, and we are never stopping. All right, so getting back to my comments on this here show, this here pre-show this morning, I got this message from a guy. He says to me, "Gee, Phil, I don't necessarily disagree with you." I always love that one. "I don't necessarily disagree with you. What I said to this dumbass was, I can't explain in a Facebook message the historical issues at play that have created the racial divide and the racial attitudes of America today. You got to go back and you got to read. First of all, get some history under your belt. Then let's talk about it. Because there's a lot. And I learned this lesson. I won't say a long time ago, but I learned this lesson pretty quickly after I got into talk radio, where everything was, you know, debating issues. First of all, I realized that talk radio is not about educating anybody as to truth or issues. Talk radio is simply about, it's about bullshit. And that's all it's about. Just complete and utter fucking bullshit. Anybody that listens to it and thinks they're getting any level of truth is a fucking dumb cunt. Okay? And does that mean your show, Phil?
Yeah.
You know, sure. I remember what I said to you. Or anyone is copping to a negative truth about themselves, they're generally speaking the truth. My show is a fucking satire. You can't even begin to apply my radio show. The biggest mistake I ever made was calling my show a talk show, and allowing my show on talk stations. It doesn't even belong on a fucking radio. quite obviously. It's taken me almost over 20 years to figure that out. You know? But here is the point that I'm trying to make. This guy messaged me. And this is a typically white question. This guy probably thought that he was making some fantastic points. He was asking me the same goddamn series of questions that every stupid white fucker asks. And it's the following thing. I'm too fucking lazy and entitled to actually go out and study this issue. I don't see why I should have to, because after all, why do I need to go understand some black guy? He doesn't understand me. So right away, he set himself up as kind of a cantankerous, typical, resentful white who only sees his life and nobody else's. And he may be typical of blacks, but I'm not talking about black people right now, am I? No, I'm talking about motherfucking whites. And why is that? Because I'm white. And I figure the one thing that hasn't been done in this country is that white people talk to white people about this thing. And I can say to my white brothers and sisters, all of you kinsfolk, all you European motherfuckers, I can tell you without fear of any contrary opinion being offered or contrary effort being made because Phil is so stupid, I can tell you with clarity of thought that white people, in general, even the most liberal white people, are woefully undereducated on the subject of race. Almost to the level of stupid. And when I say almost, many are, but some of the most thoughtful and educated and intelligent, and I keep going to Rush because Rush is a name that most whites recognize. You know, they may not know the name Eric Hoffer. They may not even know the names Herman Melville. They may not know the name Bertrand Russell. They may not, but they sure as motherfuck know the name Rush Limbaugh. And Rush is a brilliant man, there's no question. He is an excellent propagandist, because at times Rush is not speaking truth. He is taking what little truth there is, and he's filtering and funneling it through that hash maker, you know, that meat grinder. But that's his job, and it's no different from some left-wing people do the same thing. Truth, you can't get the truth by turning the radio on. You have to go look for it. You can't be a lazy motherfucker. See, we all think we work so fucking hard. Well, maybe we do. But when it comes to some of the most important things in this world, and that is understanding the world around us, we have very little interest. The most important thing, to be honest with you, in this world, far more important than your fucking ass or mine, far more important than whether or not you go on your goddamn vacation or anything else, is the world around us. You could start with your family, your kids, your wife, but even more important... Yeah, that's right. I said even more important is the world beyond, because that world beyond will consume and destroy the very thing that you love if you don't understand it. So tell me that you don't think it's important to understand that world out there as you run around every day confused and perplexed about the issues of the world to the point where at some point it could very well destroy you and your family. How? It could do it in any number of ways. We listen to all the panic talk about the political decisions being made on behalf of you and I, for instance, Obamacare. It could be taxes one way or the other. It could be war. It could be civil unrest. It could be crime. It could be something as simple as not so much urban crime, but neighborly relations. It could be something as simple as you walking down the street one night and encountering another human being, a hostile moment. That'll end your fucking life, you know. But it ain't too important, man. I don't need to figure that shit out because I'm a white guy. Why do I gotta fucking waste my time understanding this black guy? You know. Some of the funniest shit and most tragic shit that I ever saw during the Obama campaign was listening to white people as they stumbled and fumbled and self-fucked their way through their support for President Obama. Not the people that didn't like Obama. I mean, we knew we were going to get a belly full of those motherfuckers as soon as he got elected, and we have. But the ones that supported him were really stupid. You remember the Obama's going to lead us, the little kids singing, and the stupid fucking cunt white parents with the Obama t-shirts? Do you remember that? You marveled at that. Do you remember somebody who wasn't a supporter of President Obama? She was a liberal. She was a supporter of Hillary Clinton, and that was Geraldine Ferraro making the statement, people are only voting for him because he's black. I'm not saying that that's a wrong statement. I'm saying she didn't know how to defend it. She didn't know how to back it up. She didn't know how to explain it. She just had that vague feeling that all kinds of white people have vague feelings about things, but they never, ever really go the extra mile and understand it to the point where they can articulate the reasons for it. If they did, they would. They would understand the issue a lot more clearly. And plus, it would go a long way toward answering a whole lot of other questions that they don't necessarily want to ask anybody. Or maybe they want to ask Phil in a message on Facebook, right? But nobody wants to do that. They just want to say, I don't understand how. And I don't talk to those people anymore. I used to. I don't do it anymore. Not unless they're really, really sincere. And most of these pricks are not sincere. Most of these motherfuckers want to argue with you. They want to debate you. This cocksucker, I'll give you an example. This stupid fuck messages me, tells me he doesn't understand, and then he's going on to tell me how it is. I don't necessarily understand how the... I take a guy at his word. If you don't understand, then get the fuck off of Facebook. That's number one. That just get as far away from that sump, that chamber pot of dumb that is called Facebook. Get as far away from that goddamn sewer and get someplace where you're going to fucking learn something. Now, why the fuck are you on Facebook, Phil? Because it is a part of the promotional infrastructure that I need for my radio show. It is a part of the promotional infrastructure that I need for my radio show. I have to be on Facebook because millions of people are there. And I have to use Facebook to promote my show. Do I go to Facebook to learn? Fuck no. Do I go to Facebook to hear opposing opinions? The word no doesn't cover my feeling about that. The words fuck no don't even begin to cover how inaccurate that statement is, or how negative the response to that statement is. I wouldn't go to Facebook to find out how to feed a fucking cat. I wouldn't go to Facebook to find out how to swat a fly. I wouldn't go to that motherfucker. It is a absolutely worthless sewer of stupid fucking assholes. It is. Just one after the other. And the only people on Facebook that have my respect are the people that are selling the fucking ads and the people that are at the CEO head of the table of that thing. The people that are making the money off that thing. They have my undying respect. But the people... and of course I'm being extreme here. There are the odd individuals that obviously I really like, and I like what they have to say, and sometimes they're even funny. Although the level of funny on Facebook is about a good 80% lower than it is on Twitter. Facebook, just there's no funny people there. Just trust me when I tell you that, man. There's the odd person I'll read and I'll go, that's funny. But most of that shit... It is a absolute sewer of stupid. Now, I'm getting myself into a really good mood because this is what I'm prepping for today. You know, I'm show prepping. 19 new tweets. This is a documentary I'm watching on Way City. See how I uplift myself? This is a documentary on Way City, the battle for Way City in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive. I believe this is still a Way City documentary. And the 7th Fleet getting ready to launch, if that's an aircraft carrier, getting ready to launch some jets. Maybe not. Maybe they're going to start to fire some missiles. Not any aircraft, but some long-range guns here. And I guess they're going to bomb Wei City in the South China Sea. And why do I watch this? Because it makes me feel good. Because it makes me feel strong and happy. Because it makes me feel as if there's some proactive... Look at that bridge just blown to shit. It's the Perfume River there. And that is possibly napalm, although I don't know. And these are the Marines as they battled, and look at it, took out that fucking radio tower. As they battled and battled and fucking battled, and they won that city. They defeated the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, hundreds of Marines against tens of thousands of Viet Cong, and they won that battle. 10 days, American forces pushed the reigning NVA out of Wei City, the North Vietnamese army. And that's a great example of the Marine Corps in action. The Marine Corps in action. Your Marine Corps in action. A misguided effort, yes. Not the Marines, but the war itself in Vietnam. Was it a war we need? Look at this poor little man. One fucking leg on that child. When you look at these images, you take a look at who it is that's aiding these children and understand that the fight that brought the Marines there to Wei City was one that was commenced by the North Vietnamese. So war, you know, there isn't one side or the other necessarily when it comes to civilian casualty. War crimes, we can talk about. War itself and the, quote, collateral damage of war. But the point that I wanted to make here is that the Vietnam War was a war that quite possibly could have been won in Korean terms. That is, if there'd been a real political will, we could have set up a North and South Korea in Vietnam. It's possible, if there'd been the political will in America, but there wasn't. Americans were tired of fighting in foreign wars. World War II, we get it. World War I, we get it. If there's an imminent American interest, we get it. But, cut himself shaving. But we don't fucking get this whole nonsense of just, here's another war, let's go fight in it. No, 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 no. All right. I'm not going to bore you with the rest of this horseshit. This has been as pre-shows go, this one's probably best forgotten. I don't know, but I needed to get a lot of stuff off my chest. We'll see. We'll see what kind of a show we have now. Margaret's probably going to give me shit, right, Margaret?
Margaret's going to probably give me shit, right, Margaret? So are you speaking for me?
No, I'm just wondering.
Well, if you're wondering, Phil.
Dad arrested for leaving one-year-olds in the car. We got a few things in the news here that we're going to get to. Good morning, welcome to our Listen Live and Tune In listeners. It's time now for the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, it is the Phil Hendry Show. And we're glad that you have joined us. Got a couple things we want to play. Some new songs here. One of them is this from AC/DC called Thunderstruck that we will start our show with right now.